spanning the Valley of the Sun and all across the 48th state. This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
Happy Monday. Bruce in for Gatos. Be back on Who Wednesday. You were just saying, Bruce, for while we were in here, are the Canadians now confirming alien spaceship stuff?
The Canadian military is confirming portions of the story.
Not the Mounties
earlier.
Once you give me the Mounties, and we're getting serious.
We are talking about the Canadian military, so we're not going to grade this on a curve. but no, that they have been part of. They said this UFO UAP. I learned the new vernacular for non-human craft.
Non-human craft.
Yeah, that they have been part of. The gathering and the researching of said vehicles.
The gathering.
Canadian military is
confirmed. How excited is that? How excited are you guys, huh?
Yeah.
Who's excited for alien stuff?
Well, okay, so here's the question. Because I'm trying to answer. I mean, sir, what would convince you that aliens are real? Like, what would convince... Is somebody right now that's saying, this is hooey, it's hogwash, it's horse feathers.
Hooey. Hooey.
What would convince you?
I sit next to a person normally, get us back on Wednesday, who thinks it's all hogwash.
Okay.
What would convince him? It's all baloney. If they came down here and abducted him, he would not believe it. Right?
I was probed, right? But I deserved it.
Now, Becky, you're not, you.
I don't disagree that there's probably something else out there.
Okay.
I am not saying no, but I feel like this is a little Bigfooty. Everybody keeps talking about it.
Okay.
Show me something.
But our government, here's the thing. If you and I caught a Bigfoot today, we could parade it in front of the world and everybody's like, oh my God. If we found alien stuff today, they would discredit us and take all that stuff away from us.
And there has been apparently, again, we're using government whistleblowers. These are people with military careers are putting on the line. The government has been actively trying to suppress the fact that these exist in some way, shape, or form.
Because Bigfoot has no, like, there's no national security. It's like, oh my God, China's not going. We need our own Bigfoot. They got a Bigfoot.
We need our own Bigfoot.
Oh, we got a stupid panda bears.
You don't know what Bigfoot's capable of. Why, he might be the next Terminator or something.
Well, there's a movie out about that with Sam Elliott, where he's the guy in this great movie. He actually, they need him to go kill Bigfoot because Bigfoot has a pandemic inside of him that's killing people fast. Uh-huh. And he's the same age. It's only a couple years ago. He actually was the person who killed Hitler. So he's like this great soldier.
Okay.
And, you know, hey, me go and stuff. But
dude, Sam Elliott, yeah. Yeah.
But on the other side of it, like if you found alien stuff, they want their alien stuff, right? If we ran into alien stuff today and like, dude, I got stuff from it, the government would come take it away from you so fast.
Quarantine the area.
Absolutely.
They would neutralize your brain like they do in Men in Black. You'd 100%. Forget everything, and they would take the alien and alien spaceship away and go, these are not the droids you're looking for.
Yeah, and even if you remembered it, people would say, that guy's crazy. Chad's nuts.
You're a nut.
Yeah. Bruce and Chad are crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy!
I think more and more information is going to come out. We're gonna find out.
They're easing us into it, man.
You think so?
Yeah.
Little bit at a time.
When do you think we get to find out?
Why do you think they need to tell us now?
Because I think there are too many people who can't keep their mouth shut.
Yeah. I mean, there are people going to be testifying before Congress that the government is lying to you.
Well, possibly. There's also a lot of crazy people in the world, as we have found out
over the past several years. Fair enough.
See, that's the thing. You know, CIA, there's a great book out there about what the CIA used to do. And they hunt for crazy. So if I can get crazy to get in front of the camera, I can discredit everything crazy.
Right, because
so the other 99 who may be not crazy, nobody cares because they're like, those people are nuts. So I think, though, we're at the point where there are too many people who are saying things and too much is getting out and it's too hard for them to deny.
I agree.
Yeah. So, Bruce, in for Gatos. Speaking of crazy electric cars, you and I don't.
I love the internal combustion engine. I'm a fan of it. I drive race cars.
I know. I am a.
But I see electric vehicles on the horizon.
I do. I'm with you. Now, that being said, we do not make a good electric vehicle state. partly because of the heat. Those things are all glass. That's not a big helper for anybody who's got a Tesla. But there are so many of them out there that choose from, but only what? Yeah, I said less than 5%. I was being kind. Less than 1% of people.
Cars on the road.
You would think everybody's driving one. We couldn't even, by the way, if everybody overnight, their car went electric, we could not even come close. We would destroy every grid available. We would.
We would not be able to support it.
No. So I think companies, though, are starting to turn a bit away from it. I think they went deep into it and they thought, we'll give it a try. But I think they look around and go, is this really cost effective? You know, I mean, is it really?
But is it going to become a necessity? Will the price of gas and oil, and they're connected, continue to rise?
Suck.
Well, but that there's a tipping point, because that's what I think it comes down. It's going to come down to people's pocketbooks. And will there be a tipping point where they go, that's it, I'm out, you know? I'm not going to spend that per gallon.
So how are you going to get the energy? You know, that's the other side of it.
No argument.
Yeah, so
we need to build another Palo Verde plant. We need another one sitting right next to it, Palo Verde 2. I came up with that name on my own.
Electric
Palo Verde, Palo Verde 2, Electric Boogaloo. Outstanding name. Oh, my God, if they don't do that, they are missing out. and that will power all the other stuff.
Yeah, so, but, again, I always go back to this, because you always hear people, it's cleaner. You're like, okay, that sounds great. So how do you get electricity in your car? Because you don't have a magic electricity catcher.
Right. It's cleaner from an emission standpoint. It's not cleaner from producing the energy standpoint.
And by the way, look at how these things are built, too. The mining that is done in these countries.
To get the rare earth metals.
Those are some of the most horrific things. When you go and see, they're digging with their hands to get this stuff up in there.
It's 12-year-old Peruvian kids doing it. We don't care about that, do we?
You know, you're seeing these women with like a kid on their back, and they're digging for this cobalt and all this
stuff. Whatever that stuff is.
Yeah. And it's just, which can't be safe, by the way, because we can't stop
it. Handling it.
We can't stop it from burning. I don't think you should put your hands on it.
Yeah. It's interesting.
I'm curious about
it. But, you know what? I look at it, though, and I say, okay, if I just, like, drove to the grocery store, or you live near work and just putzed around the neighborhood, well, the electric vehicle might make sense. If you're driving long distances, I still don't think it makes sense.
No. See, for me, back and forth, I'd do 130 miles a day. Okay, that would make sense. For me to go from here to San Diego...
You'd be sitting in Yuma there for a long time waiting to charge up outside the Starbucks.
And that's the other side of it. You know, like, great, gas. You don't have to pay for gas. Well, you do pay for electricity. Secondly, I also don't have to wait 3 hours for my damn car to charge, or 25 minutes or 45 minutes.
Here's something I haven't gotten an answer to and I don't know. When you talk about charging your car, it costs money to charge the car.
Yeah.
How is that comparable to filling up your car with gas? Like miles per gallon? I'm not sure.
I think it's actually relatively...
It can't be the same.
No, I think it's relatively inexpensive comparatively to gas. Now, gas
like
under...
It costs me $10 to, quote-unquote, charge my car, and I can drive 200 miles, or I would spend $58 on gas to drive that far. Like, I need to know the comparison.
Yeah, yeah.
I need some notes.
And the other thing is, too, can you fix your car? Your
electric car?
Yeah, there you go.
You know, I don't think you're allowed to open the hood, are you?
I know, because then you void the manufacturer's warranty.
You can't touch that. Yeah. You can't even touch a thing
The
on
cost
it.
To fix that thing, yeah, and then the cost to dispose
of new cars these days as well. New gas-powered cars.
Yeah.
You open the hood on that, and you're like, yeah, we just closed that back up again. I don't know what any of that stuff is.
I'm just going to light it on fire and see if my insurance will cover it.
I don't know what any of that stuff is. What is that, a Pfizer valve? I have no idea what that is.
A Pfizer valve.
I don't know what it is.
So do I need to be an electronic engineer for this thing? Yeah, you do.
Computer whiz.
Guys with white coats.
Yeah.
So I just don't know how real this is going to be.
What is the solution, though?
I think we're going to find a solution.
We're going to have cars run on something other than gas at some point. Fair.
Well, yeah. Yeah,
but I admit that I don't know what that is. We're heading towards, we have an entire industry now built around electric vehicles. Will that determine where the technology goes?
Yeah, I still think there's something else out there that can help combustible engines that isn't going to be gas.
Little tiny
maybe it's whatever
nuclear.
Brought the aliens.
No! Oh, see?
That's why they're telling us now.
There's a callback. That's a callback.
I know.
So
I've heard
the aliens obviously got here from God knows where with some sort of propulsion device.
Nuclear power is a beautiful
thing. We're going to put it in your Ford, and there you go.
Man, nuclear power. How cool would it be to have a battery that
small? Tiny little nuclear.
The nuclear thing. How cars? My car's good for another 450 years.
Never have to touch it.
Never have to touch it. Bruce,
can't blink my eyes in unison anymore, but that's beside the
point. I'm glowing at night, but it's fun. Coming up, God knows what. We'll just want water conservation, mail care. Who knows what we'll talk about? Bruce and Forgatos. It's the Gatos and Chad Show.
The Gatos and Chad Show. Afternoons.
Nice. Man, that plane. New details in that plane crash mystery. That was crazy.
Really weird. A Cessna Citation, smaller private jet. It sounds like, do you remember the golfer Payne Stewart, what happened?
Yeah, I remember that. That was in, he was in a, 1999.
Was it really that long ago?
It was just after he'd won the U.S. Open.
He'd won the U.S. Open. And flying home, the jet loses pressurization.
Yeah.
People lose consciousness, including the pilot, and the plane just went till it ran out of fuel, and it went down in the middle of a field somewhere.
Yeah, and it didn't, like, that crash wasn't like this. This crash was, there's nothing left of the airplane.
Yeah, this one looks like it is, but something similar might have happened. They said they scrambled F-16s. There was a sonic boom heard over Washington, D.C. as the planes were hustling.
Have you seen all the videos?
No, I haven't.
Oh, my God, of the people.
I see if people have never seen sonic booms.
Freaking out.
See, I grew up in Tucson. That? We had Air Force Base. We had sonic booms all the time.
Well, you know, one of the things they said, well, why didn't they shoot it down? Because it flew over restricted airspace. Well, one of the things they said is they got up there really fast, obviously. Yeah. They're 34,000 feet in the air. They realized, and it was flying in a straight line, and when they pulled up next to it, they could see that all the windows were fogged.
Well, one of the pilots says,
aliens.
He said that he got up close enough to look in, and it looked as if the pilot was slumped over in the seat.
Do you think? Because horrific. Because they went there was. They say there's nothing left of this plane.
Yeah.
This wasn't one of those things that ran out of gas.
A young mother and child on board.
A nanny
and the pilot.
Oh God, horrible. Yeah. But it freaked people out with the explosions. You know, people are like,
you've never heard of sonic boom, it'll get your attention. Yeah. It shakes the house.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, we used to have the air shows down in Tucson at Davis-Monthan, and you get some planes hustling along, and you get a sonic boom. It's pretty cool.
I mean, you think how neat it is, too. Have you ever been under, like, when the planes are flying by, and they pass you, and then, like...
Oh, the shockwave and the sound catches
yeah,
up.
That's yeah, that's so cool.
Pretty neat.
I love that. But this was not a good situation. Gatos will be back on Wednesday. My man Bruce here. I think Allie's in tomorrow because you got better things to do than hang out with me, apparently.
Going to the boat.
Living the dream. Going to the boat. What are you people doing? Not going to the boat. I'm telling you that right
it's
now.
It's 106 here. It's time to get somewhere it's cooler.
Hey, what do you think's going to happen with Trump? I find because Pence is getting ready to run, and you and I were talking about.
He announced he's running.
Who? Yeah, but who's voting for you?
Mike Pence, you mean?
Yeah.
I mean that in all honesty.
He's a very nice salt of the earth gentleman. He has no chance.
And he has negative chance.
Yeah. You were saying earlier. Was it Jackson Adams or Adams Jackson?
The last time. Hold on. The last time a vice president ran against the president he served under was 1800 Jefferson and Adams.
Yes. It's a good fight.
That's the last time the VP ran again. Now, we haven't gotten to the point where, but this is, yeah.
Yeah. So we're talking, it's been a ways.
It's been a hot minute.
Did you see the...
But Mike Pence, I just don't understand who his constituency is.
What's the lane you're getting at? Now, the true evangelicals who are not driven by the populism of Trump and stuff like that and Christian national stop and all that stuff. The true evangelicals might get behind him. Is there enough to push him over the line? No, there's not.
Not in a Republican primary.
The Trump faction of the Republican Party hates him. Because he did not do the things he was supposed
to. Hang him.
The independents in this world.
He's way too far right for that.
Not only is he way too far right, he was also there for 4 years and you did nothing.
He's tied to Trump. In that sense.
Yeah.
I think I just don't see who his potential voter is.
Somebody needs to write some money off and throw it away.
Can I tell you what drives me nuts, though, about Mike Pence? Let's leave policy and all his background. He starts every sentence with, the American people. I've made a face. He says the American people. If you did a drinking thing, every time Mike Pence says the American
your liver
people,
would fall out.
You would be lit like 3 minutes into it. He starts every sentence, and the American people made it very clear. I go, who the hell do you keep talking about? These American people. Every sentence starts with the American people.
The American people.
Drives me nuts.
Want us to do this.
Drives me nuts.
That's what the American people want.
Yeah.
They want us to do this. And that's what the American people do, because they're American people.
There are some relatively sane and competent people running for president.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Who don't happen to be Trump or Biden. And sadly, I don't know if we're going to hear anything from any of them.
No. Right now, Trump is polling at...
Like 50%?
60.
Okay. Depending on which... Fair enough. Yeah.
You know, he is polling better than he has in a while. I think the opportunity for, I think a lot of these people are hoping and praying quietly, because there's no doubt the mainstream Republicans want him to disappear, but they're hoping and praying quietly that Mar-a-Lago or Georgia put an end to Trump's reign.
What is a mainstream Republican anymore? You know, I make no bones about it. I left the Republican Party. And I didn't change. They changed.
Yeah.
I don't know what a mainstream Republican is anymore. When people ask me, I say, I'm a Barry Goldwater Republican. Yeah. I'm a Ronald Reagan Republican. Yeah. I'm a John McCain Republican. Yeah,
those people don't exist. Well, they do. They're
whatever this Republican thing is.
But remember, it's about getting from the primary to the general. And it used to be you got from the primary, where you were playing to the base, to the general, where you were like, okay, now I got to get I've got to get the tent full.
Right.
And now it's like, nope, I'm staying over here.
Yeah, I'm just as crazy as I was
before. That 80% of the exhausted majority have to hold their nose and choose, and it's horrible.
Yeah, you end up picking the lesser of two evils.
Yeah, it is crazy.
It's so frustrating.
Bruce, in for Gatos, coming on up, kids, we'll talk more about who knows what, because that's what we've been doing here.
You are tremendous.
Maybe more alien stuff. And I want to talk about China.
Oh.
Did China try to start a fist fight with us? Was it handbags at 50 paces? We'll discuss that straight ahead. This is Gatos and Chad Show.
This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
Hey, it's Food Bank Friday. We do it every week. Today is Monday. Doesn't mean you shouldn't give.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, summer is a time of great need for our local food banks. Many Arizonans escape the heat, leaving a severe void in donations. The supply is low, but the demand is high.
Hi.
St. Mary's is there to fill the gap for families in need, which is why we've started Food Bank Fridays. Please make a donation today. Just text the word FOOD to 411-923. That's FOOD to 411-923. And thank you for supporting Food Bank Fridays presented by the UPS Store.
The UPS Store. And again, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you can always donate, and it's simple and easy. We've made it so easy.
Great
FOOD
idea.
To 411-923. You were showing me earlier, so some of the stuff, because today Apple unveiled their $50 million new goggle glasses.
Yeah.
They're $3,500.
Virtual thingy-ma-boos.
Yeah, so they're new. These new goggles are, they're not, they're going to be the all-encompassing and everything glasses. That's their hope.
Yes.
But what can you do? One of the things we haven't talked about, because we've talked about the fact that you can, you know, you can watch games, you can play games, you can watch television.
Kind of immerse yourself in a world.
You can immerse yourself in everything. But the FaceTime feature.
So this is interesting. So today was, what do they call their developers conference at Apple?
Yes.
They were announcing all these things. And obviously the $3,800 pair of Babe Winkerman fishing goggles took the, everybody talking about that.
They Reality announced some Vision other Pros.
Yeah. They announced a few other things that are interesting. One of them is there is a new operating system coming out. And if you have Apple TV, that's a little box you have, comparable to a Roku or a Fire Stick or whatever, Apple TV. The new operating system for Apple TV will let you FaceTime on your television.
So now you can see if you deserve to be on TV.
So when you do like FaceTime with the family, you can put them up on the, in 4K, it says, in brilliant 4K.
I don't know if your aunt needs to be on 4K.
I was going
to
say, you'll learn why newscasters are young and wear a lot of makeup, because 4K cameras in HD is,
She was,
I'm not ready for my close-up.
Yeah, she was great till 4K, now she's in Boise, Idaho.
Yeah.
Jim isn't really that color.
That's pretty cool, isn't it? They'll be able to use your phone or your iPad and basically project it up onto the TV to do FaceTime. That's neat.
That is.
Here's something else they're doing for people like you and me. Have you ever watched a show And you're like, there's so many explosions and crap going on. I can barely hear what they're saying on the show. Turn on the closed caption all the time.
Which can also drive me crazy because sometimes it takes away from what I'm seeing.
I agree. They have a new feature where they will take the dialogue and put it front and center on the front center speakers and enhance it so that you can hear the dialogue better over the sound effects. That's new to Apple TV as well.
That's pretty sweet. That is.
Those were announced today.
That is awesome. The googly glasses with the Reality Vision Pro. Ugh. I'm going to put an X, even though they're not even anywhere near. I just want to put an X somewhere. It feels like it needs an X.
Somewhere. Yeah.
So those things, the way that you're going to be able to do meetings now. So let's just say everybody FaceTimes in for a meeting or something of that nature. They're going to make it so you can simulate all of you being in the exact same room.
Wait a minute. So, Mike, I look to my right and there's Bob sitting there?
There'll be Bob. You look to your right. You look to your left.
Stop.
That's the way it's going to be. That's the augmented reality and the craziness of what this thing offers. I have seen some of this stuff. It is truly frightening, and where we're going.
You're not selling it like it's frightening. No, you're selling it like it's a good awesome thing.
But it's frightening because it is we're coming there at such a high rate of speed.
Yeah.
And I think some of these things are great, but I don't always believe that people are going to embrace it. The how we're going to buy cars in the future, you're going to be like a car. We'll be in your living room. You can walk around, you can look at it, take a test drive.
Open the door,
the whole nine yards.
Okay.
That's the way that things are going to go. It is awesome, and it's coming fast.
I'm just hoping Smell-O-Vision is coming soon.
Oh, Smell-O-Vision. You're going to see a movie tonight.
Transformers.
I bet you the Transformers wins.
What do you want to bet?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't take that bet.
So, I bet you they win. That's what I'm saying. First day, James, always good to have you here. You have a safe and enjoyable night with your nephew, Ryan, visiting here from, he's getting ready to go to a hippie school soon.
He is going to hippie school.
We'll be back tomorrow.